In this episode of Bear Podcast,
I'm a chubby chaser and not ashamed of it.
Gay man beaten at Dallas Pride.
Don't have sex with a robot.
And a guy with three balls.
All these and a listener feedback coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 585. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 585. And it's a Monday, September 28th, 2015. You took out the date here.
I forgot to put it back in when I was doing the notes.
I'm okay. It almost threw me off. But yeah, it's a Monday right now. And happy belated Batman Day.
Which was Saturday?
Yeah, it was. I think it was Saturday. Yeah. Did you do anything Batman-ish? Should have watched some Batman stuff.
No, not really.
You didn't walk around with your underwear and the cape?
No.
Did you swing around with a rope or anything? No. Okay. Did you tie anyone with a rope? No.
No.
Not this weekend, right?
Well, we ain't gotta go there.
Okay. So let's do some weekend update. What'd you do, Ray? Well, I was away.
Well, man, you were in New Orleans.
So I was.
I had the house to myself, and we did not party. So I had insomnia from hell Friday night. I could not sleep. I went to bed about 11-ish after watching Z Nation and doing some other stuff. Laid there, fell asleep, and about 1:30 I woke up and could not get back to sleep regardless. Mm-hmm. So it was a rough night. So,
you need drugs.
Well, I do have drugs, but if you don't take them early enough, then when you get like this morning, like I took one last night to make sure that I slept all the way through the night, which is great. But then I overslept this morning. And for the first couple of hours I'm awake, it's like being a zombie, kind of.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's like your head just, it's like you can do stuff, but your head's just not clear and it's just not connecting right. Mm-hmm. So, which I'm sure a lot of people say that about me all the time. So, but that's the way it feels. So,
yeah, it's kind of hard
for you. Then I went and met a listener this weekend, Drake. We went and took a hike on the George Mitchell Nature Trails over in the Woodlands. It was pretty nice.
Nice.
So it was pretty cool.
You had a hiking date.
Well, it wasn't a date. We just went and hung out.
That's right.
But it was nice to go. I didn't even realize all that was over there and stuff. And there's some pretty, like the trail's a mile and a half. So we walked the whole trail. So I got some exercise.
Exercise.
Outside in the sun. So with bugs. Oh, I saw a snake.
Oh, big. What kind?
I don't know. I did not sit and take names and have a chat with it. It was a snake.
But how long was it?
I didn't really get to see it. I just saw its tail swiggle like that. It was big enough that I could see the tail.
Did you scream like a girl?
I was like, that's a snake.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, yeah. And I was like, we got to go. I'm done with nature.
I thought it was a trouser snake. Oh,
no trouser snake.
You would have liked that one, don't you? Anyway, so, well, it's a good thing you got to meet someone. One of our listeners, right?
One of our listeners.
So. Listeners or watchers? Oh, it doesn't matter.
He watches.
He watches too. Okay. Hey, hi. Hey. What's his name? Drake? Hi, Drake. Okay, so last weekend, actually Thursday, went to New Orleans and was there for the weekend until Sunday. And whenever we go there, Mike and I get to try different restaurants whenever we can. And we got this gift card from Asians and Friends because we helped out in Asians and Friends last Liberty Weekend.
I didn't get a gift card. I helped out.
You helped out?
Yeah. I carried stuff up to the suite that day.
That's right. Damn it.
All I got was leered at by certain people on Asians.
That was payment enough, I guess. So we went there. We ate.
I ain't going to take you Asians. Don't have to worry about it.
We ate at Drago's. It's the restaurant there near Hilton. And it was good because they had the best charbroiled oysters. Do you like oysters? No. Not even charbroiled?
No oysters.
I mean, it was awesome. I could have just...
Well, I'll eat oyster soup, so I got to take that back.
Oh. Okay.
And I don't think I've really had oysters. Well, maybe fried oysters. I've had those before. But raw on the shell, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good, though. I mean, you just have that and the sauce around it. You have a piece of bread. And I could have just ordered another set of those and just that was my meal. That could have been my meal. But this was just so rich. And I don't know. Bar none. It's the best charbroiled oysters I've ever had. I've had a few. Like, if you go to a restaurant, you get like charbroiled oysters on po' boys and stuff like that. But this one is really good. So I highly recommend it. If you're in New Orleans, try out Drago's.
Did it make you randy?
No. Not so much.
I thought eating oysters is supposed to make you randy.
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that. When you eat oysters...
It's like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. But I think the raw ones.
The raw ones, okay.
The raw ones.
I always thought that's because they were kind of slimy and sliding down your throat. It felt like somebody shot a load down it or something.
No, it has some kind of enzyme, I think, that makes you horny or something. Okay. But anyway, so after that, last Sunday, met up with Gil and hung out with Gil and Jose and Mike. We were there.
Hey, Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Mr. Burger, oh, yeah, brother. Man.
When we were chatting during lunch, he was talking about, you know, hey, let's look for those. Give me links for those guys who... those straight guys who like giving each other blowjobs.
Oh, okay.
We'll look for one. We'll try to look for one, Gil, okay?
Call me Gil. I'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah, he can give you a blowjob. Yo, just bro. No kissing. Just
that's right. We're just broing.
Broing.
I'm straight. You're straight. It's all good.
Yeah.
It only happened at Burning Man. What happens at Burning Man stays at Burning Man.
Actually, we ate at Cochon Butcher, and it's a sandwich shop, and, you know, everything's pork. Hot dog, pork hot dogs, and pork sausages, and pulled pork, and pork everything.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, it is. Pretty good. And they had these very good Brussels sprouts, and they're kind of...
That's not pork.
It isn't. But it's just one of those things that, you know, some, one of the sides. Yeah. You get... You don't like Brussels sprouts?
They're like aborted cabbages. I just can't...
Aborted cabbages?
I just can't. Like,
Ray.
They're like baby cabbages that were aborted before their time. I just can't do it.
This is like balut, right? The duck eggs. They're aborted. That's right. Anyway, so yeah, it was good. It's really good. And actually, one of my distractions right now, this is what I do whenever I drive to New Orleans. I try to get a book. I do an audiobook. And this time I got The Martian. And
which
it's coming
out. Soon to be a movie that's coming out with Matt Damon.
Yes. Is it next week? Very soon, right?
I think, I don't think it's the first weekend of October. It's the second. It's like the 7th or 8th that it's coming
out. Oh, okay. It's about next week. Next week. Yeah, because I'm excited about that because it's really good. And the book is just it's awesome. It's riveting. It's one of the best books I've ever read. Yeah. Because, oh, my God, what's going to happen? It's an audiobook. So, you know, it's like radio.
Who's reading the audiobook? Anybody would know?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot. I didn't.
I've listened to a couple of audiobooks read by Jeremy Irons and I can't think of the other guy's name, but it was really nice listening just because of the way he talks and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. So.
Especially if it's British. Yeah, it's always good that I actually got to finish the Suki Stackhouse series through audiobooks too.
Yeah. I also noticed that Charlene Harris has a new series out.
Oh, really? Is it Vampire Again?
I don't know. It's kind of leaning towards that. It's about a small town in Texas, so we'll have to see.
Louisiana anymore.
It's not Louisiana.
It's
she moved over to Texas. So I might have to read those when I get done with my Grey Walker series novel that I've been reading.
Gay Walkers?
Grey
Walkers.
Grey Walkers.
Is it like zombies?
No, it's people that can see ghosts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And interact with that type of world.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, The Martian is actually a book, and if you're interested in getting it, better read it before you watch the movie because, to me, usually the book is better than the movie.
So, and then you get to see what all the cool stuff they left out in the movie.
Yes,
the movie
that's what I'll get to see. I'm sure they cut a lot of things because there's just too many details. And,
well, in a book, there's a lot of details, but on a movie, that you see it.
That's right. They don't have to go into detail.
But the whole thing is, you might miss it because you're looking at the action and you miss this whole thing that's going on.
Yeah.
So it's like Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Incredible book. The movie was okay, but there was so much, because there's so much happened in the book, all these little side off stories that they couldn't put in the movie, but it was incredible. Yeah. So
I'm excited about that. When it comes out in the movie theaters, it'll be great.
Okay. All right, on to our topics.
I like this topic that you got.
I'm gonna let you read this topic, and then we can talk about it some. Because it's a short article.
Oh, we already have a response for this.
You already have a response from someone.
Okay, let me read it briefly. I haven't read it myself. So, I'm a chubby chaser, and I'm not afraid to say it. I remember being in the sixth grade and obsessed with my history teacher, Mr. Donahue. He was also the football coach, and he looked it also. And tall, stout, and extremely masculine. I was infatuated from the start with the guys of the same build, and as time passed by, the fantasies kept getting larger and larger. Literally? Really? Oh, you don't say literally.
Literally.
Yeah, his fantasies literally. Are. So I don't know what it is about large guys, or nor do I know to learn about what chubby chasing actually is. All I know is that the kind of guys I lust after aren't twinks or cubs, but rather larger-than-life guys who don't give a damn about any of the body perfection hoopla. There's a visible line between a guy who likes bodybuilders and one who likes big dudes, like me. For whatever reason, I've never been able to point my finger as to why I like what I like. And in the gay community, especially having any kind of type that isn't standard seems unusual. So the second I moved to Los Angeles, this guy, this writer, he was bombarded with images of hot guys. L.A.? They have bears there? Each bar was crowded with models trying to get my attention, and no one made the cut. Yeah, that's right. No one made the cut. I wasn't in Texas anymore. This I knew. Big people account for a lot of population down south without even trying, and none of us care. The media has made being big something to be ashamed of, when in reality it's not. Actually, in movies and TV shows, they get killed. Mm-hmm. Remember? Like
Fat boys always die.
Anyway, so where I come from, being larger than average comes with an attitude. It's a strut most people recognize, yet you are hardly register as attractive when attached to a dude that doesn't sport a six-pack. I'm no skinny mini myself, so watching supermodels walk past me on a nightly basis is a bit uncomfortable. To be honest, I never knew what the big deal was. The thing about liking heavy guys is that it's also a double-edged sword. While there might be plenty of them looking to date me, a lot of them also have assumptions in their head that I won't like them. That happens a lot. Oh my God, that happens to me a lot in bear runs, of course. Go to bear run and I'm really like, you know, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. Nobody really looks at me, just a few maybe.
Mr. Nardophane.
Mm-hmm. So gay culture has sculptured its standards so high that we assume everyone is a part of it before we make the leap. Like all guys out there, I have a type, and I'm not the only one lusting over big men. Judging by many conversations I've had with gay guys my age, the perfect body isn't a prerequisite for a boyfriend. Dating a gym buff usually becomes intimidating after a while. It actually does. And usually, if it's a gym buff all the time, that means that's all he does. I'll be at the gym. Oh, I'm spending 6 hours at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. An average Joe is always going to have something like a little extra. What they lack in muscle, they're sure to make up for in heart and soul. Oh. No one wants to date their eye candy. What are you going to have left at the end of the night? It's time for everyone to start being honest about what they like and don't like, not in regard to race, but regarding everything else. I know we'll be all surprised at how many guys actually are into heavier blokes. After all, too much of a good thing is marvelous. So, like me, ever since I was probably third grade or fourth grade, I noticed that I do like the bigger guys. Even my classmates were bigger than me, were chubby, and then, oh my God, he's pretty hot. And then, fast forward many, many years. Last year, I went to the Philippines last year.
40-something years.
What?
40-something years.
40-something years. Bitch. Maybe 30 years. So anyway, fast forward 30 years. I saw these guys, and oh my God, they're even hotter because they're no dad bods. You know, I would really turn sticky rice all of a sudden because, you know, these guys are bears. They're still bears in some of them, yeah, which is awesome. But, you know, they're straight. Uh-huh. They're with their family and kids. But anyway, okay, so we have a listener response, Ray.
Yep. There's no doubt there's a hefty amount of judgment in certain corners of the gay community directed at those who seek a little more cushion for the pushing, i.e. chubby chasers. It is so evident that even a highly closeted guy like myself, who has little to no experience in the gay community, can see the obvious existence of chaser shaming. This needs to stop. Coming from a closeted gay and chaser, why the hell would I come out of the closet if I'm going to be judged by my fellow gays? Girl, get used to it, because that's all these bitches, all we do is judge each other. The LGBT community is so attractive to many people simply because it's a judgment-free community. Obviously, they have not lived in the LGBT community. For the most part, gay people get enough hate from the straight community as it is, which is very true. The last thing we need is to be turning on each other. Love is love, and we should all know that by now. And this is from Drake.
So, thank you, Drake.
Yeah. I was talking to him about this might be an article this weekend, so he said he went and read it and said, can I send in a response to that? And I was like, sure.
Okay.
So we got listener responses before we even do the show. That's awesome. That's what I call progress.
Yes. So you know, what I'm going to say about this, gay, he talked about gay shaming or chubby chaser shaming. I remember you had a fan. I don't know if that's a fan, but it's somebody we know, or you know, that doesn't want to admit that he likes bears, but when he's around people.
Well, that used to be his case. I think he's got past that now.
He got past that already? Yeah.
But it used to be when he was much younger and going to the clubs and he was all muscle twink and everything. It was just like he'd run around with all his muscle twink buddies, but then like after hours he'd be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, boys. I remember him. I do remember him. Same guy. I'm not naming names. Same guy was talking to me and then he said, oh, you always go to bear runs. You would talk to me before, because I used to go to a lot of bear runs before, and he would talk to me. He would say that you meet a lot of bears. You know, there's the hot. You know, introduce me to some of your bear friends. He was telling me that, but then all along I was thinking, I thought you like twinks. I thought you like, you know, non bears, and apparently he likes bears. So okay, I didn't know we have the same taste. And I think he's dating a bear now, so which is good. Yeah.
So let us know what you think. Have you been chubby chaser shamed before?
Have you been chaser shamed
before?
That's right.
Have other chasers shamed you because you're into really big guys, or has other gay friends of yours got? See, this is kind of talking about something I was talking about to somebody earlier this week, because I'm into BDSM, and they're like, well, people get so judgmental. I'm like, yeah. I said, they do that because I think they're scared, and people just don't talk about shit like they should. Mm-hmm. And in my case, I'm like, I don't care if you know what I do. I mean, that's what I like. You can judge me if you want, but I'm not going to sit there and judge you, because when you have sex with somebody, you like to suck them off instead of anal sex, or you like to get pissed on or other stuff, or you like people to feed. I mean, it's all what you like, and it's all about being happy. So mm-hmm. Be happy, damn it.
Be happy. Be happy, be horny.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to our entertainment, Ray.
All right, we got some more fall TV hitting up, and we got about a week left of this before the fall seasons have all premiered. And then we got a couple stragglers that come in November, but this is about it. We got another week left, and all the shows will be back on.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rice, before you move on, last Thursday was
Heroes Reborn. So,
what a quick review. What do you think?
I got to rewatch it because I was really sleepy that night. And I kind of...
That's his review.
And I kind of... Well,
that
no.
That says everything.
Well, no. I was sleeping that night, and it was very hard to concentrate on and keep up with, because it was a two-hour premiere. It's all these damn two-hour premieres. If it's something I want to see in a two-hour premiere, they won't do it. Mm-hmm. But trying to piece everything together, figure out, learn all the new... I was just too tired for it because I had a rough week. So
okay.
That's why I saved it, because I didn't think you would watch it, and we'd rewatch it together. So
I can watch it again. So,
but I like it. I think... They picked up years down the road from where they left off. They've introduced
3 years after, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the characters, of course, is a bear, and they're not killing him this time.
Yet. So.
Thank God. Anyway, his name is Quentin. He's a bear. He's kind of cute.
So.
And, of course, HRG's there. So that's all I can say.
So we'll have to see how it goes. But I like the premise of what they've done and how they set it up. And it's kind of like watching X-Men. It's mutants against non-mutants and people being afraid of them. So it's kind of like a rip-off of that sort of, but hopefully they'll do a good job of it this time.
Yeah, I hope they do as well in that one. Okay, so let's go to the fall TV, Ray.
All right, so on Thursday, October 1st, Sleepy Hollow is back on Fox.
Really?
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
Okay, so next is also October 4th, The Leftovers. What's it about?
The Leftovers?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Left Behind, but it's an HBO series.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a Christian Left Behind.
No, it's not very none. It's very non-Christian at all. I mean, it's totally very un-Christian, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because even
the religious people there don't believe that the rapture happened.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting to see what's happening. So, and I think there was only one book. I don't think there was a series of books, and this is the second season of it.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. So it starts October 4th. On HBO. On Tuesday, October 6th, The Flash returns on CW.
Oh, thank God.
Also, iZombie.
Yes, iZombie. I'm not too fond of iZombie, but The Flash is really good. They ended the season with him running towards a wormhole or something like that.
So, which apparently splits everything and brings in like alternative Flashes and other heroes, which is probably going to be where the spinoff, what's the one they're doing? With all the some of the other heroes, Legion or something.
Legion of Mary.
No.
Legion
of. What's his name? But it's. I don't think it comes out until the spring.
Oh really?
Or after the first of the year, maybe during the hiatus, they'll play the episodes of it.
Okay.
But anyway, on Wednesday, October 5th, The Arrow returns. Yes, Oliver Queen's back, and of course, American Horror Story on Hotel on Fox. Premieres next Wednesday.
And it's going to have, of course, Lady Gaga. Gaga.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Lady Gaga. It's Lady Gaga. So,
and vampires and blood's involved. That's all we know.
There are no vampires in there.
Lady Gaga's a vampire. That's the whole
premise of the
show. Have you not been watching the trailers online?
No, I haven't. I'm trying not to.
That's the whole thing about the claws on the nails and everything.
So now vampires have claws.
Well, they don't necessarily have teeth that grow out. I mean,
okay, so
it's more like a hunger vampire.
So they don't suck blood. They feed off your energy. Is that what it is?
No, she takes the things and plucks them and sucks the blood out of them.
Oh, okay.
Just like the Hunger Games, where they had the necklaces, the Ankh necklaces that they punched the holes in.
The Hunger Games.
I'm not the Hunger Games. The Hunger. David Bowie. And what's her name?
The Hunger Games. I read the book. I watched the movie. There's no vampires in
the Hunger Games. That's what it's all about, the Hunger Games. It's about being the hungry bitches because they don't get fed and they turn into vampires. That's what it's all about.
It's like Katniss Everdeen bites you.
Katniss Everdeen, vampire her.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so what do you guys think? Let us know what you think about the upcoming TV shows. Yeah, let's know.
You're watching for the fall TV series. What's new? What you like? What you don't like? What you think's gonna happen with some shows, so let us know.
All right. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
And the gay this week is not so good. This just happened this weekend while I was actually in Dallas. So this past weekend while I was in Dallas.
Last week, yeah.
Dallas hate crime victim speaks out.
This was during the
Gay Pride
last week, right?
Last week, yeah.
All right.
It was meant to be a day of celebration, but hours after participating in the Alan Frost Freedom Parade with friends in Dallas, a 29-year-old man woke up in the hospital, the victim of a hate crime. The man doesn't want to be identified while police look for his attackers, but he said around 10 p.m. on Sunday he decided to walk down Cedar Springs Road to a friend's house. Shortly after passing Douglas Avenue, he was blindsided. I never saw anyone, but I was hit on the left side of my face with a bat,
oh my God,
he said. After that, the attackers, a group of four men, threw him in a vehicle and continued their assault. There was a guy who had his knees on my shoulders and was using his fist to my face, he said. I just remember saying, take whatever you want, please stop hitting me. He said the men continued to pummel him while driving down the road and rifling through his pockets. Finally, about a mile later, near Sylvester Street and Wycliffe Avenue, they stopped and pulled him out of the car. They were saying stuff like stupid fag and whatever. He said the men continued to beat him. The next thing I remember, I woke up and there was blood all around me. That was probably the scariest part. With what energy he had, he shouted for help, finally catching attention of a nearby neighbor who called 911. Once in the hospital, the man discovered he had a fractured skull, a concussion, and needed 30 stitches across his head. It saddens me more than anything. He said there's still so much hate out there. Now he's hoping police can catch the man responsible. At the same time, he is sharing his stories and reminders to the public. He said there's still a big battle to be fought when it comes to the LGBT community. So stuff like this doesn't happen in the future, definitely less often. The fight is not over. Investigators are asking anyone information to come forward and contact Dallas police immediately. A GoFundMe account has been established to assist the attack victim. So if you'll post that link in the show notes, if anybody wants to donate.
That's really sad because the guy, I mean, it's Friedberg-ish. He's kind of cubbish.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has friends.
And he has a really cute mohawk and a beard.
God, that still happens. That happens a lot here in Houston, too. That's why I'm afraid of going to the bars lately.
Well, it's the whole thing is like down there at the bars, parking sucks. And in certain areas, well, parking's coming non-existent down there. So that's going to be a big problem, which is why you have to have the pay lots now. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, some of the streets are so damn dark, you can't even tell what you're walking down and getting through to anymore.
Yeah. Even the favorite parking spots that I use, they're pretty dark, pretty scary to go into. So it's scary. That's why when I go home, let's say 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then I really have to ask someone. I have to walk in tandem with someone. Okay, are you going home? Okay, sure. Let's walk together to your car, and then you drop me off at my car.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. You know, it's really just dangerous right now for some reason. I don't know. It's really sad. That's what's happening right now. I don't know. It's 2015, and there's still things happening.
Yeah. Man is going to flash some pictures of the guy and all the stitches and stuff, but he looks pretty rough. And there's also, if you follow the link to the video that we pulled the news story from, there's also a video to watch where he's interviewed.
So. Oh, wow. Hope they catch him. Okay, so let's go on with the geek. All right. This is about robots and sex, okay? But it's actually a warning.
Number six?
No. Don't have sex with this robot. That's the warning. But we don't know. At some point, it will come out at X-Tube or something. If you were planning on buying Pepper, the robot, for your pleasure, you might want to reconsider. The 4 foot tall robot, which talks, tells jokes, and dances about, but should not screw humans, sold out in a minute earlier this summer in Japan.
So it's about this like having you.
That's right. So what? Being sold out, what?
Well, no, it's 4 foot tall, tells jokes, and dances
about. Oh, shut up.
It's like having you.
AFP GG Press reports that Pepper's usage agreement states the policy owner must not perform any sexual act or other indecent behavior. Right. You said it and somebody's going to do it.
Well, there must be a reason for having to put this in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The user's agreement explicitly mentions that both sexual intercourse and lewd acts are among the prohibited acts. You also cannot use Pepper, for example, to stalk others. Also, don't stalk Pepper. Okay. The user agreement, actually my user agreement, do not have sex with this robot. The user agreement language is vague, yet specific enough to protect the robot's brand image. You don't want Pepper, say, popping up in a porno, do you? So, yeah, that's a big possibility.
So now do that you have a picture of said robot?
Yes.
Does it have like some...
It's a white
orifices
robot.
Or anything that I know, you can do? Does it have attachments for...
No, there's not. It's really just a robot. It's really just a robot, you know, you talk to it and it walks around and it rolls around and everything. It's just that...
Or maybe if somebody's a technophile.
And, well, you just need a good drill and make a hole out of it and do your thing.
Or maybe you can attach a USB cable to your favorite pocket pussy that vibrates and he can talk to you while you're jacking off.
Do you really have a USB-powered pocket pussy, Ray?
No, but they sell them.
Really?
I can't afford them.
Why is it USB powered? It's too low power.
Well, it's not USB powered. It's more so like the music, so you can do that. Some are wireless now. But,
okay. So. But yeah, so if you get this robot, do not fuck
it. I've seen them online. I don't have the money to buy one. We do have a PayPal account if you'd like to contribute so I can buy these things. Then we can test them out for you and tell if they're worthy of buying or not.
So go to bearpodcast.com and click on the link on the upper right-hand corner. Donate to Ray.
$200.
So Ray could buy this robot so he will not fuck it.
That's right.
Promise he's not going to fuck that
promise
robot.
Promise I will not have sex with that robot.
Okay. All right, let's go to the bazaar.
All right, on to the bazaar. 19-year-old juggles three balls like a pro. If you're like most guys, you juggle two balls every day. But once in a blue moon, a bloke is born with three marbles in his sack. It's called polychorus. How do you say that?
Polyorchidism.
polyorchidism. See, that's where I was screwing up. I thought it was orchid, but I was like, no, that can't be it. Polyorchidism. And apparently there's a whole league of three ball fellows who take to Reddit and Tumblr to show off their impressive trinities. 19-year-old Redditor use it, Garden of Gandalf, has polyorchidism and has proudly shared his package with the world in 2014. How they missed this, talking about how Getty missed it is a mystery, but one thing is certain. His three musketeers look surprisingly normal, meaning he was born with extra treasure. The American Urological Association believes that polyorchidism affects approximately 200 men, so it's relatively rare. Or I wonder if he had a twin and he absorbed him and stole one of his balls.
Yeah. So.
Now, if you'd like to see the photo, it's probably best if you click here, which in the article, there's the link to it. When you're in the comfort of your home, the photo isn't graphic, just a little more skin and balls than your supervisor can have.
See, I think this is okay to show because there's no penis.
There's no
penis. An erect penis is not. Yeah.
It just shows the ball sack, which apparently he looks like he shaves.
Yeah.
And it's got three balls in it.
That's right. So you can actually say to this guy when you're talking to him, my balls plus your balls equals five.
That's right. Sorry.
So you mean you got four balls?
So if three ball Johnny goes into a gay bar and hooks up with two guys, how many balls are involved?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay, what do you guys think of this guy with three balls? Yeah. You think he's a shooter?
Well, that's my other thing. It was like, when he shoots a load, how big is that load?
He should do an AMA. He should do an Ask Me Anything session on Reddit. So people.
Well, he did, I think. I think we need to go back and find the article on Reddit and actually do that. But I didn't
have
time to do
that. Are you a shooter or an oozer?
So we could ask so we can find out about that. But listeners, when you've hooked up with somebody, what's the weirdest thing you've ran across when having sex with somebody? Three balls, they got a real dick that's like a U-turn, or what? I mean, what's the weirdest thing you had that might have happened to you?
I'm trying to think. I haven't seen any weird ones in my life. Not that I even remember. Have you seen any weird ones?
Well, not weird. I mean,
three balls?
Not three balls, but a long time ago, when I was first coming out, I hooked up with a guy, and I forgot what the medical condition is, but their penis doesn't develop to a regular size. It's like micro penis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like he had to have some kind of kidney surgery, and that causes the penis not to develop correctly or something.
Oh, really?
And it was like he had like a little boy's penis.
Really small.
Really small, yeah.
As in like a finger.
Like that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So.
I haven't.
And I've run across that twice with two different people.
Are they power tops?
No.
Okay. So,
but, I mean, it didn't bother me. I was like, okay, as long as your asshole's good, let's go. So.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, it's not even an acre in a bush situation. Mm-hmm. Not even. It's even like really small. Actually, I remember back then my ex in the Philippines, my ex back then, he has like a finger. His dick was like a finger. Really, really thin. But it's not even long, I remember. He's very hairy for a Filipino. He's a bear. But then
it's like a stick in a bush.
Yes, got a stick in a bush. That's right. Pretty much it. Okay, so what do you guys think of this guy with the three balls? That'd be nice. Right. Let us know if you have three balls or so. That'd be awesome.
What if it had been the guy with the two penises that had three balls? Now, that would be interesting.
Oh my God, two penises and
three balls.
Three balls? That's too much. That's too much. I don't know. Okay, so. That's it. That's it for the show. What else am I going to say? What are we going to do this week? We're not doing anything.
I'm not playing anything.
We just want to.
I got a software release, so I'm going to be tied up all week.
Okay. Tied up. Where's the tie? Oh, there's a rope. There's some rope over there. Right behind this camera right now, there's some rope over there.
I'm working on macrame.
That's right. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call in, leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show. Call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us a voice message. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it'd be nice to play some voicemails. That'd be great.
That's right.
Also, subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Bay Radio Network and also on Roku. What else? Oh, yeah, Stitcher Radio. You can listen to our show there, too. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.